Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, you find us, we're up north, we're in Scotland. We're just doing a little tryout of our show. I'm here with Ramon.
Hello there.
And we've got some of his family here, but not the extended family. We'd never get him in.
What are you talking about? You've not brought any of your family up there, because otherwise you've got, I've had disowned you.
His family are all here. You wouldn't fit them all into Hampden Park, his family.
Shut your hole.
So many of them, not always certain who is who, are they? Anyway, he's here. We're just about to try out our show tonight. We're doing a sort of summer garden party, aren't we, Ramon?
That's right, it's just for family. We've got some lovely, it's a very pure night, in fact. It's a very chaste night. You know, it's a very, very spiritual night.
Spiritual night, isn't it, tonight? Mm. Just to do our readings with people.
Do you know what it says in the ancient scriptures? Mm. He who hath not a uterus should shut up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, where does it say that?
Fallopians.
Oh. Well, we're here. We got Ramon's mum is here. It's nice to see her. They've wheeled her in and she's sat on a space hopper. She's. Do you want to say hello, Mrs. Tamine? Yeah. She's not quite.
She's not quite there. She's not had her strawberry milkshake.
That's right. Tip her up and just push her over there. Oh, right. All right. But we're just going to try out the show tonight and we'll let you know how it goes at the end.
I'll get you a glass in a second, Mum. Just calm down. You're all right. You're upright. You've stressed her out. Your blood pressure will be through the roof.
Give her a sip of that. She's not quite the thing today. But anyway, I hope you have a bit of fun, Mrs. Tamine.
Oh, Mum, you're all right, darling.
She's all right, really. Well, look, we'll let you know how it goes later. We've got to go on in a sec. Any final words, Ramon?
Piss off.
Oh, all right. Speak to you later. Well, hello, friends. Namaste, Shalamar, Shack Attack, and a Rishi Bloody Sunak to the flipping lot of you. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. The fellas come running for bunky bunky. It's only flipping Linda Pallett.
You can sod off, I'm way too clammy.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because...
You make me feel sexy.
So, I'm bloody clammy as well.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Is this sort of weather you wouldn't want to...
You like to taste me germ donor?
Not in this sort of weather. No, thank you
too
very much.
Too much salt on it.
Too much salt? Oh, Christ! Too much salt on it, I think we can agree. Linda, what have you been doing apart from sweating from every hour of... Doesn't matter, carry on.
I've been sleeping on the sofa. It's cooler downstairs, isn't it?
Lovely. Well, I mean, do you sort of sleep naked? I mean...
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet.
Oh, no,
with your trousers
and your pants there. That was the bit I wanted, the trousers and the pants bit.
I wouldn't sleep naked on the sofa. I think it's disrespectful for people who come calling afterwards.
What, if you're still there, you mean?
Well, sort of it's seepage into you. No.
Well, that's enough of that, Linda. What have you been up to apart from seeping out on the sofa? I've seen your sofa. It's a world of leather, isn't it?
Exactly. Another
reason. Or was that you lying there that I mistook for?
Oh, you cheeky sod.
I'm joking.
No, absolutely not. I've been keeping it as chic and cool as possible.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, so sometimes I go and sit on the tiled floor in the kitchen. That's where you'll find me with my computer.
Oh, okay. Do a bit of work in the kitchen in the cool.
Working from home, yes.
Well, do you know what? Linda is coming to my house and we're in, I call laughingly, a studio. It's a converted garage at the bottom of my garden. And we've had to turn the fan off. And it's for you, we've done
haven't we? I hope you appreciate it.
Yeah, so you at home aren't going, what's that silly noise?
Oh, the sound quality isn't what it should be.
Oh, it's not quite right, is it? We don't pay a bloody penny for it, but oh, how dare they leave a fan on? What have you been doing, Linda?
Looking forward to a social engagement I've got coming up this weekend.
All right, what is that exactly?
My very first, yes, dear listener, you heard it, my very first dinner party.
Your first dinner party ever?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I don't normally get invited to dinner parties.
Oh, you're
my
invited?
Friends are normally, yeah.
Go on.
Catering.
Oh, I was going to say, I can tell you all about that. Go on, where are you going for a dinner party?
I'm going to my friend Cockney Kate's for a dinner party. She's going to make me a pie.
Do you know what? I know who Cockney Kate is.
I know you do.
Oh, I was thinking about who's that. It's all going to be jellied eels there at her house.
She said she's not doing liquor because it's a bit of an acquired taste and she knows I'm not from round here.
Make your own jokes about liquor and, yeah, go on, she's not going to do liquor, but it's what, is it going to be all Cockney stuff, eel and that?
I don't think she'll give me any of that shit, no.
What, they all come in coughing up tuberculosis? Is it how accurate is it? Jesus Christ.
I'm just looking forward to eating something that I've not had to cook, to be honest. I think she'll probably do an excellent job. You know she's old-fashioned. She'll stick one of them blackbirds in it and there'll be some steam coming out the top.
Ooh. Oh, is that a traditional sort of... Oh, them blackbirds,
yeah,
I
see. Yeah, the China ones.
Yeah, OK. But listen, who's going to the party? You're taking someone with you, a partner?
I am taking someone with me.
Oh.
And we're going to sit and we're just going to see what happens pie-wise, to be honest.
Oh, lovely.
Is that your willy?
It's not that kind of party or pie.
Sorry, I'm pressing the wrong one. Something like, I don't know why I was pressing that. Let's get on with it.
Anyway, it's going to be fun times, but what do I take? You're supposed to take something out.
Well,
you?
I have held dinner parties. Not for quite some time. I used to go in for them a bit, but nowadays, let's be fair, after sort of, you know, come dine with me, MasterChef, you can't just... My parents used to have them in the 70s.
Yes.
You'd have a prawn cocktail,
yes,
maybe a pork chop of some kind.
Boom.
Some fancy new potatoes.
Bit of Black Forest gâteau.
Bit of black... Well, I tell you what, it would be a sort of traditional, you know, British fare.
I'm going to make him taste my jam donut.
My mum used to say, for pudding, sort of thing. Yeah, so I've not done one for quite some time. But I think people have takeaways now. I mean, I just can't... I couldn't compete with the sort of stuff you see people doing. You know, and I must tell you a funny thing about... Well, I was going to tell you a funny... I don't know when to tell you this, because the fans are listening.
Go on.
Well, a friend of mine is... Oh, why not? What the hell? A friend of mine is Dave Lamb.
Oh!
And from Come Dine With Me.
Oh, you can't serve him anything. He'll be commentating.
Oh, exactly. Well, that's exactly the point. He told me... Dave, if you're listening, he won't be. Dave, if you listen... No, hold on. He told me that... Quite often he meets people in the street. I was just thinking about Come Dine With Me, and he meets people in the street and they go, oh, you took the mickey out of me. Oh, Come Dine With Me. And he's going, I must have voiced 20,000 of these bloody things. And
in a day.
In a day. And he does it all over the world. And he said, I'm not even looking at the screen as I'm doing it. So he says, all right, okay. Oh, do you remember me? Baked Alaska. And he says, no, I can't remember. He smiled. But the same with me. The amount of people who want me to call them a nonce or a friend of theirs a nonce, you just have to go, all right, do you remember you called my friend a nonce on his phone? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that special
anyway,
person.
Anyway, what it is to be popular. So you're going to go, I would take a bottle of wine.
Of course, right.
Right. Do you know what they're serving? If it's fish...
Pie.
Oh, it is pie, isn't it? Cockney pie.
Yeah.
They'll want something like a Watney's Party 7 or something for Cockney ding-dongs, won't they?
All right, I'll go back to the 70s and get one.
Nip back to the 70s, see what you can get, and let us know how the party went, but not for too long, because I can sense them switching off in the droves.
I know, a knees up's going to ensue, that's what I know.
Oh, well, I tell you what, you could do worse than having a good old laugh. You know, I know you said it's not that sort of party. Oh, go on, Rand, you know, in a conga. And you really want to show it if you're happy and you...
Right, okay.
Well, why not have a good time and come back and report, as I say, quite briefly, next time. In the meantime, this week, we are going to be having...
Dinner
As we go to...
Did you make that?
Of course I didn't know it's Ben Spade. And I'm hoping, well, since I'm going to spoil the surprise now, if it gets really good, it's a...
Scary music special.
Well, I can't afford the production. I can't afford... Anyway, let's get on with the...
Music special.
Could you read out that title, please?
Yeah. The Kink star Dave Davis claims aliens slapped him with a sex ban, which left him, and I quote, numb.
Put the music on, please, Linda, as I tell you. What I love about this is from the Daily Star. Such a tabloid headline. He's been slapped with a sex ban. He's literally slapped with a sex ban, which left him numb. Go on.
Kink singer Dave Davis claims an alien gave him a sex ban and took away the feeling from his nether region.
Ooh.
In a bizarre extraterrestrial encounter which happened back in 1982.
Bloody hell.
Kink star Dave Davis says aliens slapped him with a sex ban all day and all of the night.
That, they do those puns. It's one of their songs, kids. You won't remember. Go on.
The rocker, 75, said his mind was taken over by them and he heard voices in his head. Dave revealed there is... What is he, Cockney?
Yeah, they are from Muswell Hill.
Their communications became more demanding, more challenging.
Oh, very good.
They told me I must not... I've been practising for this weekend, you see, so they can understand what
I'm
asking
for. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Can I have more chips, please?
Yeah.
They told me I must not have sex, and although I was able to walk normally, my groin and pelvis suddenly became numb, like they blocked any sensation down there.
Is that your willy?
He wouldn't know, it's numb.
The reason being, they told me, was that they wanted to transmute me sexual energy to a higher vibrational level.
What I think is funny is that straight out of his... The reason being, right, the reason being, yeah, the You Really Got Me hitmaker said it happened in 1982 when he was on the tour of the States.
Yeah.
He said things got weird very quickly when they went to play a show in Virginia, began to feel oddly disembodied, like I was looking in from the outside. Continue. Dave explained,
I couldn't understand why I was feeling so peculiar. I didn't feel physically ill. This was different.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I had a feeling like a boa constrictor had wrapped itself around my forehead and was pressing hard. What the F?
It was at this point he started hearing voices inside his head, which he dubbed the intelligences.
Scary music special.
He continued, it was like my brain had flicked on a new psychic switch. After the initial jolt, I didn't feel panicked or alarmed. These voices had a commanding presence, but were also non-threatening, calm and even. My senses were overwhelmed. Where were these voices coming from? Were they floating close by? Or an alien force from many thousands... I don't know why I'm sending it up, I believe all this stuff. Many thousands of miles away, I began to feel their presence. I could already hear them. Then I felt them physically. And my nostrils were filled with different smells. No, sorry, not that. Gone. He said they were not unpleasant or sinister.
Dave has detailed his alien encounter in his new memoir, Living on a Thin Line. Oh, a line, was it?
Well, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
Let's get to that. It
and
could
then
be
soon realised he
on.
Was speaking with beings from another world while he was with his lover, Nancy Evans. He said, I felt they were gaining control over my consciousness to show me hitherto unseen sides of life. I became twitchy and suddenly convulsed with terror. I reached over to Nancy and tried to explain to her what I was experiencing, that I'd entered into the telepathic exchange with mysterious beings.
It's possible.
The intelligences, though, would only let me tell her what they wanted her to know.
Now, I know ye of little faith, Linda. I've looked him up, Dave Davis from the Kinks, online, and it does say on Wiki that he did... I think he did have a bit of a drug problem. So
I'm astonished.
Yes, don't look at me like that. I think there was some of that going on. So it might not have been aliens. I'm not libeling the fella. It's in his book. I think there was a little drink and drugs going on. The book also, incredibly, in the book, on Wiki, it says, Davis also discusses his habit of leaving wives and children when better offers become available.
Oh, what a bugger.
What a bugger. The book also recalls a procession of groupies. He said he had a rapacious desire. desire for women.
In a ghost up, my fanny.
Sorry, wrong one. Just a second. Sorry. No, not... Shit, I can't get the right one. Hold on. It's a sex one coming up. He had a desire... Rapacious desire for sex.
Oh, spank,
like that.
Naughty boy.
Naughty boy.
Right.
The book recalls that, you know, there was the old trope that he got involved with, smashing up hotels. In one graphic scene, he leaves a poo in the bathroom sink after he's refused permission to take women back to his room. By whom?
A dirty protest for whose benefit?
Who won't let you take a woman back to... What, his mum and dad there or something?
Unbelievable.
At the hotel? I mean, I personally, when I go on tour, I don't have a rapacious desire to have sex. And I'll be honest with you, there's not many women who have a rapacious desire to have sex with me, though. Do make yourselves known on the next tour.
Also, who gets so furious they do a poo... Just a poo, full stop. Never mind a poo carefully planted somewhere where it shouldn't be.
I have no idea, but what I want to say is if you stay at certain hotels, I can name up and down the country in the sort of shit standard that I stay in. There's a hotel just outside Wolverhampton I'll tell you about. It is virtually a hotel requirement to bring a woman back. And actually, it's such a dump. Unless you find a poo in the sink, you think you're paying too much there.
Bloody hell. Don't drink out of the kettles, for God's sake.
Have you ever...
Weed in one, no. But I know people
not that.
Who have.
Why?
Dirty gets, that's why.
Sorry, this is really dull, but if you do a lot of touring like me, sometimes you don't get any water in the room, especially the shitholes I stay in. And I do boil some water. I don't just boil the water that's in there. What do you mean?
Careful.
And you boil it and you... God. Listen, can I just ask you, have you ever stayed in a really good hotel / bad hotel? Have you ever done a dirty protest to complain about the kettle standards?
I've never done a dirty protest, but my sister once did take me on a no-expenses-spared trip to see Take That in glittering London's West End, and
right.
It came with a hotel stay.
Where was the hotel?
Luton.
Oh.
Right, so it turns out it was mostly for people who were coming up from, like, Wigan and places, and we were the last stop on the bus.
Right.
So they thought they were in London because it was not Wigan. We knew it was Luton, right? And we were staying in this hotel, I swear to God, right? When I lay down on the pillow, I could smell at least three people who'd slept there.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Is that when you wash your bottom?
Not on the pillow, but,
no.
I mean, in the hotel. That's absolutely disgusting. I mean...
Who's that?
Hold on.
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
It's all going wrong. It's all happening on my phone. Someone's ringing me. Oh, God. Right, we'll have to speak to him. Well, let's get on with it. Let's enough the hotel speak. Very quickly. Oh, God.
It was the hotel inspector, Alice Polizzi, saying, where is this hotel? I must go and sample it.
Absolutely. Listen, can we just get back to this...
Scary music special.
As you read out the second part of this...
Music special.
Kesha claims she had sex with ghosts, now backtracks.
She's now backtracking. Kesha.
Kesha.
I don't know, I can't keep up. She previously sang about a ghostly encounter on her track Super.
Natural.
In a new interview, the star revealed she may have added a few small embellishments. Oh, they'd say anything to sell a record. She just confessed she may have bent the truth a little when she had said she had sex with a ghost in the past. I've heard of people bending the truth a little. The banjo string. The singer is most known for her hit songs We Are Who We Are, Animal, and TikTok. But she also previously told some pretty wild stories.
The 35-year-old recording artist previously told
she's struggling with this. There is a position available for a co-host on this.
Host Conan O'Brien that she went to the Bone Zone with a ghost.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? The glorious nature of sex.
How romantic.
The miracle, the romance of sex, the Bone Zone. Bloody hell.
And even sang about the spooky encounter on the track Supernatural, as Clinton just mentioned.
Yes,
but in a new interview, everything is not what it seems, as the megastar is shedding light on her previous steamy paranormal encounter. Kiss and Tell star is launching Conjuring Kesha, a new ghost hunting show on Discovery Plus. Oh, well,
oh,
what a convenient coincidence.
This is not really a...
Scary music.
It's just simply a...
Music.
Because it's just her trying to...
Publicity.
Publicity stunt. But I tell you what, I'm very willing to do a television show with none other than Yvette Fielding. And if you care to go to Twitter, you will discover that Yes, Yvette Fielding said she'd more than likely like to do a television programme with me. Make it happen, are exact words.
Oh.
What do you think, Linda?
Well, I think she's very nice.
What the fuck does that mean? Are you jealous because you might not be in it?
No, not at all.
Oh,
I just think that
yes, you are.
You might not be in it, is what I'm saying. Oh. I think she's being polite.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, yes. What, you think she might dominate the whole thing?
And... No, I think she's going, oh, yeah, you make it happen.
Oh,
because she knows you're not capable. She's the one with the TV connections. Oh, you know, God, your okay. connections are more beyond the spiritual veil, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you're slightly...
Sorry.
You're pissing on me chips, you know. I mean, there was me. I thought that...
You are a very sexy man.
Is what I thought she was saying to me,
oh,
clearly
no,
not.
No, definitely not.
Oh, that's enough tittle-tattle. Let's please go now to a wonderful story from a fella called Jerry Kay. He's a stalwart of British comedy, and I met him doing a gig in Lincoln the other week. Have a listen to this. Namaste. I'm here in a place called Spalding in Lincolnshire. Now, I don't think it would be any exaggeration to describe it as a shithole. No disrespect to our friends from Spalding, if you're listening. This is on a podcast. I'm surprised you've got a gramophone there just now. But in the meantime, while we're waiting to go on stage, I've got Jerry Kay with me and I've got Joe Rowntree, two wonderful, wonderful comedians. Both assure me they've got something spooky to tell me. I'm going to start with you, Jerry. Joe, you are very welcome to join in. But let's come to you first, yeah. Jerry. Just tell us anything you that might scare my listeners.
Yeah, well, it's not so much scary as spooky in as much as. So some years ago, I went to a friend's stag night.
Can you talk in a more of a spooky way?
Yeah, of course I can. Some years ago, I went to my friend's stag night.
That's too much, but go on, split the difference, yeah.
Some years ago.
Some years ago.
I went to a friend's stag night.
Yes.
And I met this lovely girl, and I was really got on well with her, and I was dancing with her, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at the end of the evening, I said, can I have your number? And she said, look, we've really got on, but I'm with a guy, so I don't want to do that. She said, but look, do you mind me asking, if you're single? She said, I've got a cousin who's single, and I just think she'd really like you.
Sorry, this is not a story from Fiesta. This is an actual ghost story. Go on.
It's going to end up with an ejaculation. No.
To my surprise, yeah. She suddenly took her clothes off. Well, running. I couldn't believe it.
I thought you said you wanted a ghastly
No, I want to film it.
Ghostly. So this girl, so we really got on. So at the end, she said, look, my cousin would really be interested in you. So, you know, do you mind if I give her your phone number? So I said, of course not. So I wrote my phone number on a piece of paper because I'm slick. And I handed her the number and that was it. You know, I didn't hear anything. That was it. End of it.
For any young people listening, that's how we used to do it in those days. Jerry did it with a quill and some ink.
Papyrus.
Yes.
And some years ago, I was on a tube coming home from work in London, and I took a different route, oddly. Anyway, on this train, and I saw a girl that I recognised.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of these, but I can't let it go. I couldn't let it go. So I went up to her and said, excuse me, I know your face from somewhere. You know, that's always difficult, that, isn't it? Because it always looks a little bit pervy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah,
I did have my penis out. So,
yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is frowned upon on the London Underground.
Yeah.
And,
it's a PC nowadays, isn't it?
Political correctness gone mad.
Yeah.
So anyway, she said, no, I don't know you. Anyway. I said, honestly, I said, where are you from? And she told me that she was from in Essex.
Yeah.
I said, well, I used to be from around those parts. And I said, and we talk about clubs, you know, And I said, hang on a minute. I said, did you go out with a guy called Jason? She went, yes. I said, well, that's my best friend.
Right.
And she went, oh, yeah, down the such and such club. And we, you know, we established that, yes, I was right. I did know her.
Yeah.
And then she went, Ashen. Right.
Ashen. Go on.
And she went, did you go to a stag do in Chelmsford like 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
So I went, yeah. She said, did you meet a girl called so-and-so? I went, yes. And then she went, look at this. And she went into her bag, right, and this is absolutely true. She went into her bag, she pulled out
a
piece of paper.
Oh. Pulled out someone's
piece of paper with my phone number in it.
You're joking.
She was the cousin.
And she kept it all the time.
And she kept it all the time, just rolled up in her bag.
Wow.
And she
well, how
was
many
the cousin.
Years? How many
2-3 years?
And did you say, and then did she take a look at you and go, I tell you what, just scrumble it up and chuck it on the floor.
I said, put your cock around, stop harassing me.
That's
absolutely true.
You don't still see her now?
Well, not now, but I did, weirdly enough. So that was left that. Then I used to go to this club in Shoreditch, jazz club that I used to dance. Anyway, there was this jazz troupes used to be there.
Yeah.
And one of these guys, turns out, was her husband.
Oh, Christ.
It turned out it was her husband. And then on top of that, A little while later, I used to work in media and we went to a pub to do a pub quiz and she was a bloody landlady.
Well, I think so, we can agree. Sorry, Joe.
Well, no, so what do you think the theme is?
What's the theme here?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe we were meant to somehow be together. Right. I don't know. That's what I thought.
Well, this is sort of the thing I deal with in the podcast. Right. I think you would call that serendipity.
That's my favourite word.
But nothing particularly spooky about it. Just a little bit of an odd occurrence. Sort of dual world, sort of something
like that.
I think you could just enhance a bit by saying, and then she died and her head come off, or.
I don't want the police to know.
No, but just imagine if that did happen.
I haven't got an alibi for that night.
Listeners, imagine that did happen and that, and then she died. Right. But thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Fading now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Jerry Kay there!
Hey, isn't he good?
Isn't he good? I like Jerry Kay. Very, very funny. In other news...
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought about Jake's report recently. He's a little bit on the...
He's confident, isn't
he's
he?
He's very confident. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to dismiss the lad, but he's a fucking pain in the ass, isn't he? You know, and no disrespect to him, his mum or Kat, the producer, but it's beginning to drive me out the wall. So I phoned Kat to see, look, if there's any wriggle room to... Well, not so much wriggle as just kick him out.
Yeah, get rid, yeah.
Hello, is that Kat?
Yes, hello, Clinton.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm really well, gosh, how are you? Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, fine, thank you. I'm so glad that the podcast is going from strength to strength. I want to thank you for everything you're doing for me, producing the show.
It's a pleasure. It's a lot of work, as you know, but it's
I know. That's good. I just wanted to just ask about... Your nephew, Jake.
Oh, yes, how's he getting on?
I don't know whether it quite fits the brand, and I just wondered whether...
I don't know. Give over. Hey. Come on, he's absolutely brilliant. I've heard him. I think he sounds fabulous, Clinton.
To be on the podcast, I hear what you're saying. I know you like him.
And actually, isn't it more important that we have a look at the demographic of our audience? And it's really important that we include young voices on our podcast, surely?
Yeah, I don't want to be rude, but he's a little bit of a pain in
the ass. Oh, I can't believe that for a minute.
No.
From what I've heard, he sounds fantastic, Clinton.
Yes, don't want
just
him on the show.
Just be a bit open-minded about these things.
No, I'm trying very hard. He's a lovely lad, I'm sure.
He's a lovely lad. Sure, I don't need to remind you of all the hard work that we put in at Peter's Fox to your podcast.
Yes, I do appreciate that. He's very confident, a little bit overconfident, maybe. A little bit telling me.
Honestly, I just think that perhaps you've not seen the best of Jake.
Fucking hell. Yes. Okay. Well,
okay. Thanks for ringing, Clint.
If I could. Shite.
Hey, mate. Namaste.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello, Jake.
Yeah. Well, I've had more of a chance now to listen to your podcast than me. Seriously, it's not what I'd call spiritual.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm not telling you how to do things, but I think it needs a bit more sort of Eastern influence.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Hey, mate, no need to get aggressive. I'm just trying to make it better, yeah?
Well, that's very kind of you, so let's get on with it, shall we?
I thought maybe a bit about Chinese Buddhism.
I know all about that stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I was going to talk about the Taos practice of Fulu. You know about that, do you? Fu or Shenfu?
Yeah.
Under the banner of Fulu, it's a term for Taoist incantations and magic symbols written or painted as talisman or lingfu.
Yes, I know, yes.
Okay, well, where did you learn about that?
Peking.
Beijing.
I said Peking.
Peking is Beijing.
Yes, I know, yes, right.
Where else have you been in China? Chongqing? Chengdu?
Jinping?
Xi Jinping?
Yeah, there.
Well, Xi Jinping is the name of the president of China. How about Meibashi?
Yes, I've been there, yeah.
Well, that's funny, because that's in central Japan. I was just testing you.
Look, I'm a spiritual man, Jake. Just because your family have paid for the privilege of you dicking about around the world with alternative stuff, it doesn't mean you know more than me.
Well, I'd say my family are pretty much paying for you to do the same, mate. How much does it cost my aunt for her time and money to keep a paranormal podcast coming out?
Listen to me. I know a lot of stuff from the Far East, and I've met several proper Chinamen and that in my time, so you can stick it where the land of the rising sun don't shine.
Again, that's Japan. I'm talking about China.
Well, fuck off to Pyongyang, men!
And that's North Korea.
Ah! Also.
Time now for your messages and emails.
New message.
Hiya. Kevin from County Durham again. Message for Clifford Pastiche. I've got to tell you, all my mates think you're brill. In fact, all three of us think you're a bit of a cult figure.
All right there, Clinton. It's Darren. Here, I've got a right scary story for you. Yeah, I was walking down Bolton High Street the other day, and I saw you walking down, your daft numpty.
Hello, Clinton. It's Howie from the Essex Fairy Society. We're a new and upcoming organisation. We recently heard you mention fairies on your podcast. We wondered if you would like to come down to the Essex County Fair this weekend and maybe come and meet some of the chaps down here, some of the fairies, and see if you could be a patron of the society.
Hi, Clinton. It's Stefan from the salon. Can you give me a call back, please, to confirm your tour dates? Last time you were in, you mentioned you wanted to align your anal bleaching with your Halifax.
This came through on the emails this week. If you would be so... Stick the scary music on, please,
oh,
Linda.
Yeah.
And give us this email, which came from a lady called Jane Dealey.
Hello, Clinton. I hope you're well, my spiritual brother from another mother.
Oh, ooh. She says that because she had her hair done. She sent me a photo and she's the spit of me.
Oh.
Which was...
nice.
Not for her, necessarily. She's considered to be younger than me, but go on then.
Many moons ago, I used to live in a haunted house. I was 17 and lived with my mum and dad in Northfield, Birmingham. All manner of weird things happened there over the years.
All manner of weird things. Can you please bloody well learn to write?
Figures standing in my room, items disappearing, the smell of smoke would fill the room and we didn't smoke. Strange voices, personal belongings moved in front of my eyes, and one night a spirit got in bed with me. Wow.
About your pencil.
I wouldn't mind, but it was bloody freezing and I'd only just got my feet warm.
All right.
Strange happenings occurred that much it became normal to me. I'd given up telling people as no one believed me and things only ever happened to me. I woke up one evening to a high-pitched whirring noise just above my head and I was too scared to open my eyes. But eventually, after a couple of seconds, I had to look and I saw a luminous blue transparent line around 4 to 5 inches long, which moved slowly above my head. And as it moved away from me, it started to turn and take shape.
All the time, this weird whirring noise could be heard. My heart was racing, and I continued watching it more out of curiosity, as I couldn't understand what it was. As it slowly moved and turned, it became a face, an old man's face, which, when fully evolved, it rushed towards me. Oh, fucking terrifying. Immediately, I hid under the covers, and the noise stopped. Only then did I look out from beneath the duvet. There was nothing there. A few weeks later, I brought a new tape of Erasure, don't matter, called Chorus, I think it was. As I was listening to the tape, I heard the familiar high-pitched whirring noise. The hairs on the back of my neck rose up and I thought, oh Christ, here we go again. It turned out that the noise was coming from the newly purchased tape. It was a song called The Siren Song. It really shit me up. Do you know about the siren song? Have you heard of it?
I don't know about the Greek myth of the sirens. Is it that? Or is it more a wee-wah?
I would imagine, knowing the people who listen to my podcast...
The latter.
They wouldn't know a Greek myth if it bit him on the Acropolis.
Roll on to many years later when I was living at a different address, but Mum and Dad still lived there at the spooky house. My aunt and uncle had come down from Scotland. They'd stayed in my old room. Anyway, during a conversation, my aunt said... Did you ever hear any strange noises in your old room? I said, yes, I used to have a lot of things happen there. My aunt said, yes, it was a high-pitched whirring noise. And we both said, whirring noise
at the same time. Needless to say, I shit myself again. You need to see someone about your bowels. But at least someone else had heard it this time. Fade in now. And what I thought we'd do is just, we can only have a blast of the siren song because I'd probably get in trouble if I play any more. But I'm just going to see now, we're going to look it up on my phone once again if people stop ringing me and I can find the right bloody music bits and sound bites. Let's have a listen to the siren song and see if we can hear the whirring bit. Hold on, wait there just one sec. All right, I found it. Have a listen to this. Now, I'm not being funny, but that sounds like Doctor Who scary, doesn't it? It sounds like it was made...
like someone's squeezing a whale.
If it was an old man looking at you going... Was it Jack Douglas? Hey! Yeah, so that was the siren song. Hopefully Erasure won't sue us for playing...
I don't think they'll mind.
They won't mind about that. 6 out of 10, Katie Dealey.
Jane
Dealey. Doesn't matter, no one cares. Anyway, Jane Dealey. Sorry, Jane, thank you for your contribution.
Spooky.
So let's now continue with our...
Music special.
As I ask you, you know, with that stuff that Jane was talking about there, do you ever have a song that reminds you of something, you know, I don't know, either spooky or there's something in a song that reminds you of another part of your life, or you've thought there's someone shouting at you and it's just part of the song? I was talking about this sort of thing. I mean, that's a whirring sound, which is clearly from a song, reminded her of a ghost. Now, this is something... See, I'm about to plug in an iPhone. Have a listen to this. That always reminds me of this. I don't know about you, but this. Name that tune.
We're back to Birmingham again, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's... Da, 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 da. Well, it's more Jamaica, Kingston town.
Yeah, no, but they were from Birmingham.
Yes, they were. But do you get
very
my
confusing.
Do you get my point? Please get in touch if there's anything, any clips of songs or anything that reminds you of, you know, something else, you know, that you think, is that a scary noise? Is it on the song? Is it someone shouting at me? You know, I mean, there are things that sound totally like something else. Right, that's enough of that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on. as we get my neighbour Barry to once again unearth the charlatans by getting in touch with those dodgy psychic switchboards who just want to take your money, frankly.
Witness the power of the tarot. Enter the psychic zone and find out what's in your future.
Find out what secrets our tarot masters have to tell you. Call now.
Call 1-800-943-4-3.
1-800-654-3128.
Hello. To whom am I speaking, please?
Oh, it's Emma here. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Barry.
Hello, Barry. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a bit of a cynic, really, about the whole thing, really, but I'm open to what you've got to say about it. I want a basic reading. I'm a pensioner. I can't afford sort of too much, but...
Okay, we can do that for you.
Okay,
well, I'm going to shuffle some cards, and yes. I'm going to do three cards for you.
Yeah, I know that one. Three, what, past, present, future, sort of?
That's the one, past, present,
future. Okay, very exciting.
It's shuffling them now, Barry.
Okay, lovely.
Have a good day, Barry.
Well, it's quite hot, isn't it? And I've been out in my garden, and... very, very hot, and sometimes my neighbour looks over and I've done a bit of weeding.
Oh, you don't get burnt, Barry.
Well, yeah, I was burnt by her eyes on my back. She could see me, I went, and all over my buttocks, all over me. She was like sexy measles, that woman.
Oh dear, Barry. Well, I'm just shuffling them now, so I'm about to turn over the first card.
Okay.
But what I have got here is the lover's card.
The lover's?
So there was a time in the past that you would have been at a crossroads. Is that something you can...
You mean romantically?
Yeah, romantically.
Oh.
Were you at a crossroads?
Well, that's absolutely fascinating, because I think I have had a... I don't know whether it says nothing in the cards there about a Helen Weimark.
I can't see anything about
Helen Weimark.
Do
you get names at all?
I can't get any names, but you know, one cannot take both paths. Did you?
I did take a path. I took the dual carriageway, which was my wife's. Less of a romantic path. I'm going up the M6, that one. But Helen was, I don't know whether I... You don't record this, see, I don't want my wife hearing this.
No, it's
confidential, Helen. I was going out with, I don't mind telling you, we're lady, Helen Weimark, and she, I think she ended up with Trevor Catley, who used to run the bowls club. Has it mentioned Trevor Catley at all?
I can't see any names, Barry, I'm afraid. I don't
Trevor
think...
Catley... Helen White, it doesn't say nothing about a poo I left in a shoebox on his doorstep, does it?
No, I can't see that. But the images on this card in different aspects are varied more than most.
Well, there's no poo in a shoebox, for example.
No, don't mention
that to no one, because no one knows that was me. Very jealous man I was. Dears,
So I think actually this lover's reversed me.
I didn't do it a lot. I left one poo in a shoebox, right? I'm not proud of it. I just want, you know, you and the cards and the fates to know that. Sorry, get all that. Get that. Wipe that from your mind. Sorry,
So that's all right, Barry. But what I'd like to say is that this lover's card has a reversed meaning.
Yes.
And this may indicate that you were going along with a divided situation because you have a vested interest in opposition.
Well, yeah, but the opposition would be to my wife, Helen Bloody Weimark, very much in opposition.
Well,
it's too late to worry. But can you move on to the present, please?
Okay.
No point crying over.
I'm just going to shuffle the cards.
Okay. Pretty vague, isn't it? Emma.
Well, it's very, it is very vague, that one, Barry.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you for saying that. It must have costed me.
Well, I let's move on to the next one.
Okay,
let's have a look.
Right.
So let's have a look. So the present. The world, we've got the world advice position.
The world, yes.
The world card may be giving you permission to do whatever you want. Presently, your motivation is close to the will of the divine.
It sounds like you're reading it, doesn't it, Emma? I was hoping for someone who had some sort of fucking gift, not reading it. This is hopeless. Right, I'm going to call it a day there. Thank you. Goodbye. Fuck's sake.
Your network provider has charged £75.78 to your account for your psychic reading call. Thank you, and have a nice day.
The producers Peters Fox Limited have used this recording in good faith and made every effort to disguise the company of the switchboard used and the psychics contacted.
He's good, that Barry, isn't he? He's a good lad.
I think he's very good. He's like a sort of silent, well, not so silent assassin, isn't he? You can hear him recoiling and then he's boom!
Bang, yeah. He's like
have
a sort
that.
Rogue trader, is
yes,
what I always think.
Like Don't Get Done, Get Dumb.
Something like that, like Edward Woodward, The Equaliser.
Similar, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Except a wheezy old man and nothing like Edward Woodward. Now, we're going to say goodbye to you, Linda. What are you up to now? We're going to get ready for your dinner party.
Pies, yeah. Pies.
Pie special. So you're going to do that. Which day of the week is
Saturday.
That? Oh, Saturday. Well, you people, you'll be getting this of a Friday.
Yeah.
And then you'll be, you can enjoy that, knowing that Linda's off to a Cockney Ding Dong party.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Needs up Mother Brown and all that.
Oh, have a wonderful time. Linda, who's that appearing now? This time of year, I'm ever so busy because I'm going on my holiday.
I know that's the wrong anywhere.
Oh, who is it, my nana?
Never mind a song, it's a cue for a sarong.
Oh, how can you do that voice so much better than me? Never mind a song, it's a cue for a sarong.
Oh, give over.
Jane McDonald there. She's been brought to the studio to just conjure up some final thoughts with our Jane McDonald final song. Until next time, goodbye, my darling.
Bye, loves.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
See you next week.
Bye.
Well, we come to the end of another episode. Episode 25. God, time flies, doesn't it? On a hot summer's morning, stumbling and yawning, we recorded the show. Now it's time to go. Yes, it was so bloody hot in my garage recording this week. But Linda, well, she put up with the body odour.
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
That's enough, Ruth. And now it's time to say au revoir. Don't forget. Clinton Baptiste versus Ramone. All over the country from September 22nd. Go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. You won't regret it. Until next time, guys. Namaste.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.